coast to coast.
Hey, Loveline, I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Adam Carolla, auctioneer.
That's right. Hey, Sasha Alexander is our guest tonight from Dawson's Creek, which is on the WWB Wednesday night.
You're actually now dating yourself with that reference.
With that WWB. Oh, am I? So be it. Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, Sasha plays Gretchen, who's Dawson's girlfriend, on the show. First season, right? Yeah? For you?
First season what? Yes.
For you?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
I didn't mean to blindside you.
Is it the first season? No, it's the fourth.
Yeah, I would have guessed that.
She's just in awe of your ability, Adam.
I'm in awe of Adam already.
Just, oh man.
The honeymoon will be over after tonight, Sasha. I can guarantee you that. I'm much less attractive when you spend quality time with me. That's isn't that true, Drew?
Yeah, much.
Yeah, but Drew's hot.
Very hot.
Look at Drew over
very
here.
Very hot.
I think he's one of the hunkiest doctors around.
Absolutely.
How about Dr. Sean?
Who's Dr. Sean?
He's Dr. Sean.
He's the guy from Survivor.
That pussy? You'd chew him up and cramp him out. Is that? Oh, yeah, I don't know. No.
No.
No. You're better,
yeah,
Drew.
You're so much hunkier.
You know why? So. Because you got that. I don't want to call it gray, but gray hair. But yet you don't have wrinkles. If you can get gray hair and not have wrinkles,
yeah,
you're
hot.
Yeah,
how do you not have wrinkles? You have great skin.
I have wrinkles. Just
no.
Stop looking.
No way.
Here we go.
No.
What are we doing here tonight? What are we doing?
We're going to talk about Sasha's movie, which is coming out. When is this movie coming out?
When is it coming out? I think it's coming out in the beginning of August.
All over the guy.
All over the guy.
Adam Goldberg and Lisa Kudrow are in this. Adam Goldberg is a great guy.
Great guy. Great actor. Had a really good time with him.
And he's a really good guy, too.
Yeah, so we don't know if he's a good actor or not. We spent time with him on the show.
Do you know him?
No.
We played baseball with him, too, didn't we?
He's been in here three or four times, and I've always had a good time sort of hanging out and talking to him after
Sweet
the show
actor.
And
didn't,
everything.
Didn't we play baseball with him?
And he did play in that Dodger celebrity all-star game I was banned from some years back. And I won't go into that story again, but it'll be good to tell my grandkids. Blake, hey Drew, let's not talk to any guys.
Really? Oh, that's I'm.
Don't start with any guys. Let's talk to chicks. Janet.
Yeah.
You're 23. What's up?
Yeah. It's been about three years since I've been in my last relationship, and it was a pretty bad relationship. It took me about 6 months to get over.
Why was it bad?
Well, me and my boyfriend were intimate, and I trusted my best friend. To hang out with us and everything. And about, like, after we broke up, it wasn't even a week later, and they started dating. They were together for a year, and for a little over a year. But I guess that's probably why it was so traumatic for me. It was myself and my boyfriend were intimate, and my best friend knew, what was going on.
How long ago was this?
I'm sorry?
3 years.
3 years ago?
Yeah. It's been
and you're with him how long?
I was with him for about a year.
So yeah. 19 to 20.
You've now tripled the span of the relationship with your hatred and mourning period.
Quadrupled, yeah, absolutely.
I doubled once.
Oh, you did more than that.
I've forgiven him.
Thanks.
But it's just I can't be around girls. It's like I really cannot make girlfriends.
Yeah, but Janet,
you can't listen to them. That's what it is.
No, but Adam, this is the kind of women you've been looking for, which is one when you cheat. No, you go ahead and you screw one of her girlfriends. She gets mad at the girlfriend.
Yep. Yeah. That's my favorite kind of woman. Yeah. You see them on Springer all the time, which is their boyfriend screws around with their best friend. They want to kill their best friend, and they forgive their boyfriend.
Ridiculous.
Drew, what would your wife do to you if she caught you screwing around with one of her friends?
Drawn and quartered.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm really not for sure how to, start getting into other relationships. I guess whenever I try to get close to someone, to say a guy, if it be a friend or if it be a boyfriend, it's I get really clingy, and I get really upset when they say they're gonna call me or we're gonna do something. They don't call me, and they leave me hanging.
Okay, so the reason they don't call you is because you're freaking them out. I mean, you're
I don't understand what I'm doing wrong.
You're spooky. You're putting too much pressure on everybody.
People want to have enjoy themselves in a relationship. They want to have fun.
They feel that weird, clingy.
Yeah, they
want to
feel like a life and death grip is being put on them.
And that's also true with women. I mean, especially true with women.
It's way worse with women. A guy version of Janet. Oh, that poor guy.
Right.
He'd never climb out of that.
Nope. Just have to kill themselves. Janet?
I don't know.
Okay. Wait, Janet. Let's focus on the bigger picture here. There's something going on with you.
Right. You sound depressed.
It's not all over this relationship. You know, there had to be some groundwork laid for this.
Yeah.
Where's your dad?
He doesn't talk to me.
All right.
Yeah,
why not?
There you go.
My mom and dad divorced when I was four.
Why? So did he? Well, she doesn't know why.
Well, dad was a drug addict.
He was abusive.
Okay.
All right. So Drew's
and right. My mom got remarried, and my stepdad's an alcoholic.
Okay. All right. So this is where all this energy's coming from.
And we would bet first dad was an addict, alcoholic too, by the way.
Yeah.
Your mom's a codependent. She picks addicts.
Yeah.
And are you an alcoholic or addict?
Oh, no. Okay. I'm a very religious person.
All right. Well, why don't you get better connected with people in safer environments? Have intimacy of a non-romantic nature. The church, clergy. How about a codependency recovery program, Al-Anon or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go there.
I don't know. I'm just really scared of being someone who leave me.
Listen, I suspect that...
Well, listen, could it be worse than where you're at now? I mean, you're left now, essentially.
Well, you're on your own.
You're going through life on your
safer.
Own.
She's safer, though. It's safer than having the...
I know, but she's miserable.
I know. So she has to have a non-romantic intimacy, either a therapist or a sponsor in recovery.
Okay.
And once you experience yourself in a connected relationship with someone and find out that it is safe... and that you're okay, then you can go have a better, safer, romantic relationship.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Also remember that, you know, I had a tough time with women, too. I mean, especially a lot of girls can be incredibly backstabbing and tough to talk to. But, you know, you have to know that there are women out there that relate and that go through the same thing you do and have the same insecurities and fears and stuff as you do. And so, is she gone?
No,
yeah, she can hear you.
So know that and look for those people and try to find them, as Dr. Drew said, in safe groups.
Molly?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
My boyfriend and I have been together for about 10 months monogamously. And lately, when we've had sex, we've both experienced kind of a burny feeling afterwards.
When you pee?
No. Just after the sex.
Where?
On
their ear.
My vagina.
What do you think?
He doesn't have a vagina. Where is he experiencing it?
On his penis.
On the skin of his penis.
Yeah, and it's kind of like peeling and like irritated.
Mm-hmm. Were you guys virgins?
No.
Does somebody have herpes?
No.
What are you using for lube? Bengay? What's going on down there?
Are you active for a long time together? I mean,
yeah.
Your whole act, maybe you got to slow down. You know.
Yeah, what are you good for sexually?
What do you mean?
Well, how long does the act last?
Not very long.
Didn't she just... Okay.
She just said very long, yes.
She didn't get it. How long is not very long?
Like 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
Okay. I see. And there's all that irritation in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah.
All right, well, there could be...
And this has only been lately.
So how come you haven't gone to see your gynecologist or doctor?
Well, today was the third time it's happened.
Okay.
And we're just today like, yeah, we have to go see a doctor.
Good. But, are you using a condom?
No.
Okay.
What are you using for? You're on the pill?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it could be, it shouldn't be yeast, because yeast doesn't affect men typically, at least not that quickly and not that way. The only thing that affects skin on the male, causes burning, is herpes. So you worry that's what it is.
And neither of us have, like, blisters or bumps or anything.
Yeah, it may just be nothing. It may just be some irritation. Who knows?
All right.
But you got to get checked out, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right,
happy humping there, Molly. Yeah, see
what?
That doctor.
Okay.
Good times.
Thanks.
All righty there, bro. Has it ever dawned on you that we just talk to underage kids about how to get it on all night? Like, hey, you know,
that's what I was thinking.
13-year-olds call the show, and it's like, my girlfriend's anus region is really tight. And we're like, well, if you use a good water-soluble lube, does it ever dawn on you that's what we do?
Because that's not what we do. We go, hey, goofball, what are you doing?
We
try to wake them up to what they're...
But then eventually, we're like, well...
We capitulate. Yeah, by 11:30, we're like, ah, whatever.
Yeah, give her some wine coolers. You shoot up some heroin and get good and lubed up. Make sure the door's locked, but you don't want your parents coming in while you're cornholing. Amber?
Hello?
You're 17.
Hi.
What's up?
Okay, like when my boyfriend and I like have sex, you know, like it takes me a while to like get wet.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I do, like I don't get very wet. Like just like a little bit. Like he almost always has to go down on me.
Are you into the experience?
Yeah.
Are you on the pill?
Yeah.
Sometimes a pill can make it difficult to get wet. It's a certain. Which pill are you on?
Pardon?
Which pill are you on?
Orthotricycline.
Yeah, not typically that one, but it could. It could make it. That could be the whole deal. If that's a change in how you normally function.
No, like it's always been like that, even like before that.
How do they decide what pill to give you? Man, Sasha, maybe you know something about this.
It's pretty random.
It's really random. Yeah, you sometimes have to like take different ones and see how they affect you.
Yep.
And sometimes you can know within 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
You either gain weight, sometimes you break out, or your skin gets clear. There's so many different things. I get irritable.
And sometimes
you
have moody.
Sometimes you have to wait like three months.
Your breast hurt, you mean?
Well, I lactate.
Your breast gets tender.
And then I get irritable because I ruin my blouses. I mean, you would too, right? Christ's sake.
You're sick.
You're just noticing.
Hey, Amber? All right, I don't even know what your question was. What was Amber's question? Oh, she's dry.
Right.
Here we go. How about some lube?
KY.
I heard about that, but, like, I'm only, like, 17. Like, is that, like, normal to be, like...
Yeah, it's normal. It's normal for some people, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so normal.
It's going to be like that forever?
Maybe, maybe not.
No.
We were talking about how women change during their lifestyle.
Yeah, I'll explain something about the vagina.
Please, enlighten us.
Vagina's like an engine of an old car. On a cold morning.
Yeah.
You got to get out there and start it up.
Right.
Get it going a little. Maybe choke it a little bit.
You have to pull the carb out and put some.
You could prime it.
Prime
sure.
It.
You could prime that carb a little. Get it going. Oh, you saying
I love the hand gesture.
Spray the little like quick start, a little ether in there. Right, yeah. Well, if it has trouble catching, yeah, when you turn it over, you don't want the battery to run low.
KY quick start?
Just a little spray. No, I'm saying you start it up and then you go back in the house and have a cup of coffee. Let it warm
oh,
up.
God.
You can't just hop in it and drive.
Right. It'll stall out.
Yeah. You kids today, you don't know about that. No, I mean, you do with the vaginas, but not with the cars. Remember the whole warming up thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd go start your car up at like 4 in the morning, then go back in the house and go to bed. That's what my dad would do, and then he'd come out at 9 in the morning and leave for work. Took the car 5 hours to warm up. Put a little brick on the accelerator or something. You know, Drew. All right, so the vagina has to get warmed up. Right, Sasha?
Yeah, not the individual with the vagina, the vagina itself.
You can't just jump in and start driving.
Right.
Hard. You'll ruin the vagina.
That's right.
It's just like a car.
Yeah, and you know what? There's nothing wrong. You shouldn't feel embarrassed about having to use lube. There's
nothing
wrong with that.
No,
I mean, it actually feels better with it, so.
And saying I don't get lubricated until my boyfriend goes down on me. That's not a big thing.
That's normal.
That's part of the warm-up process.
We were talking last night about the differences in the female sexual response across a life cycle, lifetime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it really gets, the testosterone levels start to come to bear around 40, 50.
Yeah. They get a mustache, they get horny, they shave, they get that buzz cut, the shoulders get wide, they get hunchy, they get irritable. And then it's like they throw that chewing tobacco out and they're like, give me some. I remember because I'm 36, I have a lot of female friends that are my age, and I remember, I've known a lot of them since I was 15 or 16, and I remember their takes on things like oral sex at 16 and 17, which was, Now it's like, just put it through the mail slot. I'm not even going to open the door. Oh, yes. They get hornier as they get older, women do. Good times. You notice that, Sasha, you notice anything? I mean,
you're
I don't know how old you are now, but you're different.
26.
26. You're
still
different.
Young.
Still young. You're different at 26 and you were at 16, right?
So different.
And it's not psychological so much as really your biology shifts a little bit.
I think it is, though, a little bit. I mean, I think not just with experience, but the more comfortable you get in your body, the more you sort of, you know, you grow into yourself. And I think that's a little psychological,
well,
also emotional.
I think it's everything, and also sometimes physical shifts trigger emotional and psychological shifts, too. But
How does that figure into your car analogy?
Well, that's the navigation device.
Oh, I see.
It is a new car. No, what I'm saying is when you're 16, you're with your boyfriend, it's kind of because you want to be with him. I mean, you want to make him happy. You enjoy the intimacy, but maybe not so much the actual sexual part of it is the intimacy part of
it.
No,
it's very strange. I don't really remember much of it. I mean, I don't remember it being something that I was... You didn't know that much then.
Right.
You didn't know about your own body, and so you're sharing with somebody else.
The male doesn't know much.
No, not at all.
But
so you have two people.
But he's into it. Believe me. That's emblazoned in his head forever.
Well, isn't it? I mean, with men, it's just such a physical thing. It's just
purely.
The way we were created that men need to release. I think they get to a certain age. I mean,
thank you.
Yes.
You know, and they need to do that. For women, we don't necessarily feel that way. No. We don't feel like we have to do that. And that's why I think... not just a marriage, but relationships can get tough because women don't need it as much as men do. Right.
But as the years wear on, the women become a little more like men.
And the men start.
And the men become like women.
Well, like
yes.
Drew,
you're going to be wearing a skirt in 5 years and crying when your wife makes love to you.
You saw my training, bro?
You're saying, just hold me. Yeah, stop moving so fast. Justin?
Yeah, what's up, Adam?
You're 19. What's up?
Hey. I must say, the man shows good times, man.
Well, thank you.
And Justin, relax here, Justin, because you're our first male, and if you blow it, no more males tonight.
I'm not trying to blow it for you, Dr. Drew, but men from Mars and women from Venus?
It's not meant for 19-year-olds, dude. But you're just about done, though.
Oh, okay.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Actually, my phone's broke because I slammed it across the room this morning because I got pissed at it because it woke me up, Adam. I had to go to work.
All right. Listen, okay.
Yeah,
gong.
Hurry.
Where were you?
No, I'm just hanging up on him now. He's an idiot. See, Justin, you want to know why women hate men? It's Justin.
Yeah.
It's like one Justin for all of us.
Yeah. I hate men now.
You know what I mean? Handful of terrorists ruin it for the whole Arab countries. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Handful of Justins ruin it for all guys.
Yeah.
Everyone wearing a towel on their head is a terrorist now, right? Am I right, Drew?
Yes, you're right.
Thank you. It's just a handful of bad seeds will ruin it. Ruin it for the whole barrel.
It's how bad the bad seeds are that ruin it.
Right. I was looking for turban, but a towel just came out. Thank you. Karen?
Hello?
You're 20. What's up?
Okay. I live with my boyfriend, and he looks at porn, and we don't, have sex a lot. Well, enough.
How often?
Well, lately it's been more, but...
How often?
I don't know, a couple times, maybe three, four times a month.
A month, okay.
Yeah, that's a little light for... how old is he?
23.
Mm-hmm. And how much porn is he watching?
Well, it's not so much anymore, but it's made me, psycho, okay? I look on the computer everywhere. I look in all his files and everything to, look where he went and if he's looking at it.
Why is that important to you?
I don't know, because I don't want him to.
Why?
I don't know.
Does it make you feel like you're not attractive because he's looking at other women?
I get jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
All right.
Well, all men do it.
Yeah, but see, all men do it, and most women will put up with it, but when they start pulling away physically from the woman and looking at it, now shines the spotlight on the porn, and that's when she goes after it.
Okay.
I get the feeling she'd be a little freaked out about it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Karen?
Well, he didn't include it. Does he include you?
No way.
No, he does it, secretly.
That's weird. Why is he doing it secretly?
Well, why? Because Warden Karen over here is going to put him in lockdown if she sees him looking at anything.
Yeah.
Karen, because you freak him out about it, so he sneaks off and does it.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? We'll get to him in a second.
You're overweight.
Drew, please. Go ahead.
Because, before I lived together, we still didn't have sex that much, and...
All right, well, let's talk about you for a second. Let's float a theory here. Did your dad cheat on your mom?
No.
Are they still together?
No.
No.
What happened?
I don't know.
How old were you they're addicts? What's happening?
No, they're not addicts.
Why is it crazy?
Everyone's an addict and has herpes,
normal,
according to Drew.
You said they were crazy.
No, they're not crazy. I'm nervous right now.
Okay, why'd they break up?
Just they owned a business and it didn't work out, and my dad stayed with the business and my mom didn't.
How old were you when that happened?
I was like from fourth grade.
All right. And your dad never got popped cheating, huh?
No.
All right. What kind of business, just for kicks?
I don't want to say.
I see.
Porn.
Was it, were you ever, and how's your relationship with your dad?
It's okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He ever, you see, there's something,
mm-hmm.
What is it?
I don't know. Am I weird for not wanting him to look at porn?
No, you're not.
No, what you...
But there's an energy
Yeah, there's some energy here, but it seems like what's troubling you is that he's really pulling out of the relationship in some way. At least you sense that, and that the physical... You're perceiving his physical expression as a manifestation of his emotional state, and it may well be.
Yeah.
But that needs to be addressed. You need to take the heat off the porn and talk about your relationship and see if he's really wanting to stay in this or not.
Yeah, and he smokes a lot of weed, too.
Oh, well, that'll deal with this. That'll knock his libido down. I mean, that's that.
Yeah, you know, the beauty of porn is she never asks anything of you. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I call her she. Like, you know, I call porn, like people call she a boat.
When you're a pothead, people are a hassle. They require energy.
Yeah, everything's a hassle. Yeah, people want stuff.
Yeah.
They do.
I had a boyfriend who also didn't share his porn with me. And I found it really amusing in the beginning because I thought that he, you know...
Don't you like the way Sasha said that?
Yeah. Sure, it's hilarious at the beginning.
I thought it was funny. But then what I realized was that he had his own sort of, like, issues with stuff. And
like what?
Well, we won't get into that. But the point is that what I came to learn was that men and women have, they approach sex so differently. And that's the first thing is understanding, yeah. I think, as a woman, your own sexuality, and then understanding that men going off to do what they need to do in the bathroom every day is part of their well-being, and you have to let them do it.
Part of their well-being. Yeah. Wow.
It is. They need to do it.
Well, so I have a whole well-being program.
Yes, I was, I well-beamed on myself before I left for the show tonight, actually. Yeah, about 7:30.
No, but I mean, if you understand men's cycles and women's cycles, I think you can take, as you said, the pressure off the porn and then take a look at what's really going on with him.
But this guy smokes a lot of weed and he's sort of pulling out of the relationship.
I was
maybe out of
I was sensing addiction in this whole situation from the beginning.
The weed probably makes him lazy.
Okay, so look at...
It knocks libido down and makes him not want to deal with people.
There you go.
All right.
It's evil. Sasha Alexander's our guest tonight from Dawson's Creek. We will take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Don. His 23 boyfriend gets mad before
because.
She can... Oh, because. Oh, my... The PC. Because she can have an orgasm thinking about girls. All right. All that after this.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Hello, this is Adam Goldberg, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Oh, Anderson. That's why he's the best. Sasha Alexander's our guest tonight from Dawson's Creek, Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, WWB. Sasha plays Gretchen, who is Dawson's girlfriend on the show. And you look like a Gretchen.
I do?
You could pass for a Gretchen. Yeah.
Really? Gretchen's like a slut name.
It's naughty, but it's not slutty.
It is a little naughty.
No, you want to know
it's
the
like Heather.
The ultimate slut name is Cammy.
Cammy.
Tammy and Tammy are like ho names.
Tammy.
Cammy is even like Cammy is Tammy's slutty friend, and Tammy's pretty slutty. You know, you ever known any Cammies? What the hell's up with that?
I've known Tammy's, though.
What's a Cammy short for? That's a name. I mean, it's out there.
Candy.
No. Drew, do you ever know any Cammies?
Just patience.
Yeah, all sluts, right?
I know. Patience.
Right? Slutty? No. Slutty Cammy. No. Cammy the slut? No? Don?
Yes.
You're 23.
Yes.
You know anyone named Cammy?
No, I don't.
That's right. And if you did, she'd be a slut.
What's up, Don? What's the deal?
Hi, Don.
Hi.
What's going on?
Okay, what's going on is when me and my boyfriend first actually started having sex, I couldn't have orgasms. I mean, I could have orgasms when you go down on me, but I couldn't actually have it during the actual intercourse.
Yeah. Which is normal.
Right. Well, I don't know. That's right. But it would make him mad. And he's like, hey, we'll just fantasize about something. Well, when I used to masturbate, I was 15, 16 years old, I used to fantasize about women. And I was actually with three women before. And I've been with them enough to know with those three people that I don't like women in that way anymore. It was just a phase I was going through.
Sure.
And I tried telling him that.
Same with Drew and the 15 guys. He knows now, almost definitively, 15. That he doesn't want to be with guys anymore.
Well, maybe he should be calling then. But anyways, and like one night he told me, he's like, hey, we'll just fantasize about something. So I did, and I was actually able to have the orgasm for the first time. When we were finished, we were laying there, he asked me, he goes, well, what was you fantasizing about? And I said, I fantasized being with a woman. And like, he totally got pissed, and I don't know why, but he just like went off the wall and said, there's something wrong with me because I can't have orgasms trying to fantasize about our sexuality that
I see. He sounds like a dynamite, yes. Dynamite individual. Yes. I'd really like to get to know him better.
Yeah, you should invite him out sometime. He's a lovely man.
Let's do a little profile on this guy. What's he do? Is he
metal.
Construction or work around metal?
He basically does construction.
Yeah. Shocking.
How'd you guys know that?
Oh, I don't know.
Magic.
Drew was going to go. You were going to go with the interior decorator. I was originally going to go with a certified public accountant, right?
We just know enough of these guys.
But we played our gut and went with construction. Shocking.
Adam worked with these guys for years.
I work with these idiots. This guy's an idiot. That's why.
Why? Because he's mad that she fantasizes about a woman?
Well, the first thing lets me know he's an idiot is he's kind of angry or a little agitated that she's not having an orgasm via the intercourse in the first place. And it's important to him that she does.
For him. Not for her.
For him.
For him.
Okay. Right, then when he tells her to fantasize and she's truthful about who she fantasized about, he gets angry and he takes it, you know, he's threatened by it.
Well, see, he shouldn't be threatened because I even told him that I was never able to have orgasms with any guys I was with before. Even when most of them would go down on me, even then I couldn't have
it. Yeah, but he's an idiot. That's the problem.
What's he do? Drive a truck?
No, actually, to be honest, I totally don't know really what he does. All I know is that he works with a bunch of people out on the roads when they do highway work and stuff like that.
Oh, so he's basically a felon. He's a prisoner.
No, he's not.
Is he chained to other guys?
No.
No.
No, he actually works for the city, I assume.
You would assume.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't sweat the details,
do you? You're pretty close to them, aren't you?
No, not really. I mean, we've only been together about, I'd say, maybe 8 months.
Oh. Yeah.
And, like, when we were...
What do you do for a living?
Well, she doesn't know.
No, actually, no. I work for Prime America.
Doing what?
It's basically a financial needs
analysis. Doing what?
Financial needs analysis, straightening out people's credit, mortgages, and loans, and stuff like that.
I see. All right. This guy, it doesn't sound like you're all that into this guy.
No, really, I am, but it's just, you know, I mainly be 23, Mike, and sit around and argue about petty things. I have better things to do with my time.
All right, well, just tell him that.
I have, and he gets so angry, and he's just like, you know, I told him, I said, don't take it personal, you're not the only one, you know? And he's just, I don't know, he says he should be different from other people, and I shouldn't have to fantasize about women that have an orgasm.
Don?
Yes.
Not your problem.
Oh, no, that's not my problem.
All right, good, just relax.
Okay, please don't have any kids with this idiot.
No, I'm not having kids.
Do you have a kid?
No, I don't, and I don't plan on having kids.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
I babysat them enough in the past, and now I'm not ready for them until I'm about maybe 30, 35.
Good
girl there, Dan. Send you out a windbreaker. All right, don't have any kids with this guy, and I don't know if this guy's a long-term guy.
I don't know. I ain't looking for a serious relationship anyway.
All right, no kidding. Do you know his last name?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Checking.
There we go.
Yeah, I love that about women when they don't know what guys do.
Well, maybe that's why she can't have an orgasm. She doesn't know what he does.
She's not into him.
She's not into him. Maybe if she found out a little bit about him, she could.
Yeah, I guess it's always funny to me. We have women on this show all the time. We go, they bring up their dad or something. We go, what's he do?
Goes to an office.
I don't know. He does something.
It's a special something.
Sometimes
he takes off in the morning.
The best is when they're in the military. He was in, he drove a, he was on a boat, he flew a plane, he flew off carriers. Yeah, I guess. You know, they can minimize just about everything.
Somebody actually did that, remember?
Yeah, we've had a few of those people in there. Oh, man. Andrew?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yeah.
What's going on?
My question is that every time I have sex with my girlfriend, I accidentally fight over.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
What?
No.
Yeah.
No.
This has been going on for about 3 weeks now.
Accidentally.
Yeah. When I'm on top of her and I'm having sex with her, I accidentally tired of her. I don't know what's going on there.
Why don't you evacuate your bladder before you have sex?
I do that.
Well, where could the urine be coming from?
I don't know.
That's why we're suggesting maybe it's not urine.
What do you think it is?
Semen.
No. It's not semen, is it?
I don't think so.
Well, you feel the sensation of urination?
Yeah.
And are you able to stop yourself?
No.
Do you see urine flowing out?
When I pull out, when I get off, I'm calm over myself, and I just quickly run to the bathroom. I don't know what's going on.
Hold on a second. Hey, listen, Anderson, don't worry about the thing. Would you please just relax over there? Relax. We can say piss. All right?
It's clinically relevant at this point.
Yeah, it is. This is a serious medical problem that involves piss. Anderson's going nuts over there because we can't say piss on the radio, but I really don't care. I talk about cornholing and Hitler all night. I can say piss.
You're such an ass. Dude.
Just relax.
I'm supposed to cut it out.
I know.
My back, and you just said it like 19 times.
I know.
What can I do?
That's cool.
Thanks.
That's cool. You're covered on the tape now when we hear this part when you're playing it in your general manager's office. Or Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay. For Anderson's sake, stop saying.
All right.
All right.
Now, what should I do about it?
Well, are you on medication?
No.
It's hard to understand how this could happen if you're not on
I don't
something.
Really believe him that much. I just don't. Why is your girlfriend willing to put up with this over and over again? What kind of self-esteem must she have?
I've been trying to stop it. I've been urinating in the bathroom, but it seems like it just won't stop.
Well, have you stopped in the middle and gone to the bathroom?
Yeah.
You've done that?
Yeah.
And then you still?
I'm still doing it.
And you're on top of her?
Yeah.
And you start going in her, and what is her reaction?
Well, she starts screaming.
And yet she's back again later that week for some more whiz, right?
Yeah, basically.
Well, how does she know?
Well, she says she can feel it.
All right. And so when you pull out of her, there's urine coming out of your penis.
Yeah.
And then you run to the bathroom, or you're able to stop?
I grab a hold, and I just try to stop until I get in the bathroom, then I urinate in the bathroom.
Hey, can you turn the radio down, Screwball?
Yeah. Hold on.
Thank you.
Why do I not even believe that Andrew has sex at all?
Yeah, I'm not. I know. You know why? Well, we call him Andrew. His friends call him Mr. Personality.
Ah.
You see, but we know him as Andrew.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like he's getting laid. He doesn't. It's not. His girlfriend keeps coming back. She doesn't seem to have any major.
How can
major
he go to the bathroom so much? That makes no sense.
It's disgusting. The only way I'm trying to conceptualize how this could possibly be happening. And the only way is if he has a massively obstructive bladder that overflows periodically.
When he gets excited?
Yeah, but even then, it should be less likely to release then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Obviously, if it's real, he should see a urologist.
Urinating with an erection is like keeping your eyes open when you sneeze.
You kill yourself. Almost
impossible. Yeah. All right, one more time. Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to go see a urologist, all right?
All right.
That's a penis doctor?
Yeah.
This has got to be taken care of. But just tell us this was a bogus call so we can end our argument, please.
This wasn't no bogus call.
Really?
Yeah.
And how often do you have sex with your girlfriend?
I have sex with her once or twice a week.
How old is she?
She's 18.
Mm-hmm. And she, you couldn't get in a position that was sort of less urine conducive, like, I don't know, her on top or something?
That way you could just try that, but
yeah. Anyway, look at it, he's got to have some kind of prostate infection or something, right?
Something. I don't even see how it could happen, but it's possible, I guess.
Oh, that's bad times. Yeah. And she should get some sort of award.
Yeah, special commendation. Absolutely, the city might give her something.
Yeah, the Yellow Heart. Something. The mayor ought to give her the key to the city.
I just don't understand how she can feel it. That sounds strange.
I imagine it could maybe.
Oh, you'd know
feel
it.
Feel funny, burn.
Oh, you'd feel it.
Really?
If a guy was whizzing in you?
I really wouldn't know.
Really? Well, I'll conduct a little experiment during the break. But I bet you will. All right? Now, here's how we're going to do it scientifically. You wave your hand when you think I've started. That's how we're going to know, Drew. That's the only way you can get
That's
the
bottom.
Well, women can feel it when a guy orgasms in them, can't they?
Right.
Yeah.
But that's the contractions they're feeling, not the fluid.
They don't feel the fluid?
That's not true. You can feel that.
Fluid.
Yeah, you
well,
can.
Well, okay.
You can.
Do the liquid math.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay, man.
Let's go to breakfast.
Learn on this show.
Speaking of liquid
math,
I've got to go do some liquid
math. Well, I got to go too, but I'm not going to waste it in the toilet now. Sasha Alexander's here from Dawson's Creek, and we'll conduct a little experiment. We'll be back after this.
Loveline. Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Yep. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew over there. Sasha Alexander's our guest tonight from Dawson's Creek, 8 o'clock Wednesday night. WB, she plays Gretchen, not Cammy, but
or
Gretchen.
Or Tammy.
Who's Dawson's naughty, naughty, naughty girlfriend. Hey, next week we got the Mad TV people and Newfound Glory, which is a good new band I like. Jamie Presley, Bill Maher, week after that. Someone from Temptation Island or having a reunion. Oh, and my other male lover, Dickie, from the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, and it's going to be in here.
That's him.
Is that him?
Yep.
Along with Jake Busey. So, wow. A lot of people for me to talk to and you to listen to. Bruce?
Yes?
You're 15?
Yeah. My question is, lately I've been feeling mentally and sexually frustrated. I don't know why.
Well, maybe you need a rest. You're 15.
Yeah.
The pressures, the drinking, the years of abuse.
Not really.
Life on the road. Hmm? No?
No, I've tried, you know, I've tried different things, you know, to see what they would do. I've tried smoking marijuana. I've tried, you know, mushrooms. I've tried masturbating like 17 times in a day. I mean,
it's, no.
Yeah. It's getting old.
What's getting old?
Like, my friend...
No.
I don't believe him.
No, as soon as you start mentioning names, we're out.
See you, Bruce.
What?
Well, say bye, at least. We're hanging up on you. Don't play stupid.
I'm not.
What for? Well, listen. I mean, he doesn't have a question. What's his question? I'm 15 and I'm bored? I've tried mushrooms. I've tried masturbation.
17 times a day.
Me and my buddy Devin did it 17 times. Well, actually, Devin did it 16. He passed out. And,
as soon as somebody mentions a name, out. But be that as it may, boredom is another sign for depression. And if he's feeling that way, he's depressed. He should have that evaluated.
Yeah. Unless you're watching, you know, a foreign film or something, and then it's subtitles.
What?
Brian, I don't like those foreign films. I don't like reading. I don't go to a movie to read. I get angry.
Did you see Crouching Tiger?
No.
You didn't see it?
No. So I don't read.
Keep saying
that. I want to read. I'll go to one of those places with the books in it. What's that place called, Drew?
Bookstore.
No.
Library.
Library, right. Lend them out. Brian?
Hi.
You're 15.
Yeah. My girlfriend, like, masturbates, like, 4 or 5 times a day. And she just, like, admitted it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, kind of creepy to me, so I was wondering, like, how much is too much and, like, how I should confront her.
Well, how's she been otherwise?
What do you mean otherwise?
Everything normal in the relationship?
Yeah.
She's been okay her whole life? She doesn't have any weird behaviors?
Well, not really.
Well, if you had to get, you had to suggest something that might make her that way, what would it be?
Well, that she's dressing, like, really, I don't know, like, scantily clad.
Okay.
Yeah,
it might be so.
Go.
Well, we're going. What I'm
How
going
old
after,
is she?
She's 15 too.
I see.
What I'm going after is whether or not the sexual activity, all that masturbation, is a true sexual compulsion or sexual addiction or maybe manic depression.
You show me a 15-year-old chick who masturbates 4 or 5 times a day, I'll show you someone's a little wacky.
Yeah, and I would think sexual compulsion would be the most likely thing, and that the presence of that at 15 suggests that she had been sexually abused at one time.
Okay, but is it still like sexual compulsion because she's waiting till marriage still? But
well, yeah, sexual masturbation is part of sexual compulsion. Sexual addiction is really defined by the consequences. If things start happening, yet she keeps doing this or hurting herself with it, that's sexual addiction. But sexual compulsion means sort of sexual activity of any kind that's sort of seems a little too much. It may just be her.
Wait a second. She's waiting till marriage for sex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Most 15-year-old chicks start out with that notion, and by the summer, you know, they're hanging out with Cammy at the mall, getting laid in some van somewhere with a bunch of old dudes.
Well, I can hope.
Right. But why is she waiting until, is she a religious person?
No.
What's up with the fact that she's obsessing on masturbation yet waiting for sex? Can she kind of explain that?
Yeah, she said that it's like because it helps the relationship.
Waiting for sex.
She's
your relationship?
Yeah.
She's got some issues going on here. Yeah?
Not really.
She doesn't?
Huh?
You don't think she's got some pretty major issues?
Nothing like really too weird.
Is her family intact?
No, her mom and dad are divorced.
What's with her dad?
I don't know. I've never met him.
Mm. She talk about him?
No.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we explore a little bit with her, and don't consider this some sort of confrontation. Just sort of, you're trying to figure out who she is.
Okay.
What, and get to know more about her feelings about her dad.
Well, what do you guys do? You guys make out?
Yeah.
You get oral sex?
No.
Hmm.
Wait. And you don't masturbate together?
No.
Yeah.
Sasha's shocked.
And how do you know she masturbates 4 times a day?
We were talking about it.
She just told him this. He's freaked out about it.
Yeah.
Oh, she just told him this.
Listen, I'll tell you, all guys have a little bit of a spidey sense that tingles when they hear stuff about women. And it can kind of turn them on, but it also alerts them to the fact there may be something cooking, something in the hopper that's not quite right.
Think about what their head does. Then they go, oh, she's hot. Okay, let's go on.
Yeah, but it freaks them a little bit.
But then they just push it right down. Don't they?
Yeah, like when you're young, like, or you know, whatever age you are, and you're with some girl, and she's like, I like it when you pull my hair. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. And then she goes, can I call you daddy? And you're like, well, that's kind of weird. She goes, give it to me, daddy. And you go, okay. And then they spank me, and you go, well, I don't want to. They go, come on, you pussy. And you go, yeah, bitch, I'll give you something. Give me something to cry about. And you start getting into it, but you start going, well, this kind of, something's up here. Something's a little freaky, but I mean, anyway.
And then you just go, I'm in.
Right. Then you make a mental note, like, I got to do something about this. But then there's that montage where the calendar pages fly by and you're having sex and tugging hair and smacking them on the ass. And a few years goes by. You don't address it, but eventually it will mean something. And this is one of those things that has his spidey sense tingling just a little bit. And it should, listen to that. There's something there. Aaron?
Yes, hello everyone.
You're 22?
Yeah. Quick question for Drew. Why is it that there's no birth control pill designed for males?
Because it is extremely difficult to suppress sperm production or to make sperm not work. In the female, all you got to do is suppress the luteinizing hormone surge, which results in the release of the egg. It's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
With men, you have to shut down their entire system.
It's difficult. It's
very difficult.
I mean, it is powerful stuff. My maid was attacked by my hamper recently.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She was trying to crack through some of the debris?
I came home early. They were rolling around on the kitchen floor. It was like David Spade and his assistant.
Wow.
The hamper actually maced my maid. Luckily, she had a mop. They fought it out pretty good. Tore the place up pretty bad.
If she was going at your hamper, she must have had like a pickaxe or something, right?
Well, what she does with my tube socks, as you know,
she snaps
them in half.
Right.
She does this move where she lays them. There's about about 13 inches of space between my washer and dryer. You know, they're sitting down in the basement. She'll lay the tube sock across them like a bridge, and she does this wrestling move. It's a drop it's a drop elbow move where she drops her elbow and her weight on it, snapping the tube sock in half. And that way, it's sort of hinged.
She ki-eyes, which I say.
She has ki-eye! And she drops, and she breaks it in half, and then she can fit it into the washing machine. All right, so what was Aaron's question?
Male birth control pill. There's various things being studied. There'll be something out soon.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask next. Is there research?
Tons.
Yeah, they're working on it. They're always working on it.
The one I like is a simple one, a medicine called nifedipine that turns out does paralyzes the sperm's tails.
It's not the pill itself. It's being able to force it up the urethra that most have the scientists baffled.
Nice. All right, Aaron, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're breaking.
All right. What? Listen, guys, that's a bad angle that you know, kind of work the male birth control thing? Like, why aren't there? I don't trust those guys.
What, guys that ask that question?
Yeah, just relax. that's a bad instinct for a guy.
You know, there's a theory out there that the female birth control pill is affecting women's desire for men. The biological anthropologists that believe that it makes women sort of turned off to sex a little bit, not fully.
Why?
Because the progesterone in there.
The hormones.
The hormones. Show, you know, they've done this with studies with chimpanzees. They give the female chimpanzees the pill, and the alpha male gets
it. What guys are screwing chimpanzees?
We'll talk about it in the break.
What the hell kind of test was that? Are you sick? Is this going on in a college? I can't believe that.
It's tough. Tough work.
God.
I believe it, though. Yeah. I do.
Yeah. Well, the results of your urine test soon, too, right?
My urine?
Whether you urinated
or something. Oh,
yeah. speaking of studies.
Well, oh, God.
Here's how the test turned out. I got to give you the results. Sasha did feel the urine.
I raised my hand really high.
She wasn't aware of the urine. She wasn't aware I was in her, though. That's where the difficulty came. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Love Line, Fast Growing Outlaw Radio in North America. Yeah.
What were you saying, Sasha?
That's good radio there.
Sasha was trying to talk to you there before you did your...
I know, but you can't interrupt good radio. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
It's a very, very rare glimpse of good radio on this show. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sasha Alexander's our guest tonight. Dawson Creek, Wednesday nights, WB, 8 o'clock. She plays Gretchen, who's Dawson's gal pal.
Why'd you tell me I look like a Gretchen? What does that mean?
You know, I'm sort of rethinking that. But
really?
I see you as it's not a distraction, you being named Gretchen. Gretchen, yeah. Drew, you buy Sasha as a Gretchen, don't you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Really? What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know how...
Some European something.
No, but how
did Gretchen is so not European.
The Gretchen's like Austrian.
I think it's like
or,
is it?
Dutch
yeah.
or
German?
Something.
Yeah, Dutch. No, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
There's something about names, and maybe for people, it gets established at some age in like preschool or something when there's a Lisa and there's a Gretchen and there's a Jennifer.
That's your Gretchen from now on.
And that's yours from here on out. Right. But then there's some sort of kind of universals.
Right.
Two that people seem to have.
Yes.
And guys will do that.
Sven.
Do
Sven
that
would
too.
Be, you know.
Sven.
Bring something into.
Yeah, I mean, some things are kind of regional, global things. You know, you think of a big blonde guy. You don't think of a black guy named Sven.
Right, right.
Or a Hispanic guy named Sven, do you?
No.
No. But you don't think of a big blonde guy named Juan or Carlos, right?
Hmm.
No? You do, Drew?
No, no.
Thank you. Marie, Drew had to go. Drew was like, is that racist? So he gave that may be racist. I'll just grunt. Hmm. Right. Could be a big blonde guy named Oswaldo or Hidalgo. But then he thought, no, that's stupid. I'll just go along with it.
Is there anybody named Hidalgo?
Hidalgo? Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'm not sure that's Hidalgo pronounces it, but yes.
Hidalgo, yes. Absolutely. I knew a Hidalgo. Marie?
Yeah?
You're 27?
Yes.
What's up?
I have some questions about sex addiction, sex and love addiction.
All righty.
Hmm.
Well, I don't really know what my questions are exactly.
Well, men don't get love addictions.
They don't.
No.
Well,
women are love and intimacy addicts. That's how they come to sexual addictions.
But
men
some,
are sex
some,
addicts.
Some guys like me are in love with the notion of being in love.
Yes, yes, there's that. But other than that.
Right.
Well, my husband and I, we've been having troubles pretty much from the beginning, but...
Why'd you get married then?
I don't know. We jumped into...
God, I so much wanted to grab my wallet on this one already.
Yeah. And got that girl, that little girl voice.
Oh, yes.
Not little girl.
What's that?
You have you're very
young voice. I know. I hear that all the time.
Yeah, but it's rape at 12 or something.
I'm going 13.
Mm-hmm. Solicitors always ask for my parents when they call me at home. So mm-hmm.
Would anything we should know about in your past? Any abuse?
In my past?
Yeah.
Well, you could probably guess that my father and mom were divorced because my dad had an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And that has... I think from the beginning, it's made trust really difficult for me. But we have been seeing a couple...
No, more.
What's that?
That's not enough. That's
not enough?
Not enough. There's more going on with you.
Okay.
Was Dad an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
My parents smoked pot when I was younger.
Okay. Did anybody weird do anything weird to you?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Anything around age 12, 10, 12?
Huh?
How old were you when your parents split up?
Well, I was 21.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anything happened to you around age 10, 12, something like that?
Anything happened when I was 10 or 12?
Yeah, in that range.
I mean, that's when they were smoking pot, and I had started to try to get them to stop, and eventually they did.
At 10 or 12, huh?
Yeah.
When did you lose your virginity?
Oh, God. 15?
14.
I think I was 15. I'm pretty sure I was 15.
No, you're 14.
I was 15.
14.
Well, either she was 15 and something happened before that she's decided to discount.
What's that?
You know what I'm saying?
Anything before that? Were you ever raped or abused sexually?
No.
Okay.
No.
Mm. I believe you.
Okay.
So you come from a little chaos where you had to sort of be the parent and try to keep the family together?
A little bit, yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
And there's an addict family, too.
Yeah, okay.
Now you got your next project, which is your husband.
Right.
Who's an addict?
Well, he's had a history of substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been seeing a couples counselor, and through that... Well, my therapist identified me as being as having some love addiction qualities,
mm-hmm.
Well, and also as my husband as having some similar qualities as well.
Love addiction or addiction in general?
Yeah, that is. I'm not sure that's someone who understands those principles. Addiction is a progressive disorder.
Who's your therapist? Leo Buscaglia?
And men don't really get
joke,
men don't get love addictions per se. At least they don't manifest as such.
Okay, well, he had a love affair.
Yeah, he's a sex addict. He's not a love addict. He's a sex addict.
Okay, and he also looks at pornography. I think it seems to be a lot. It's 3 times a week, but he doesn't see that.
What was his drug of choice when he was using drugs?
I know that he used cocaine,
mm-hmm.
and he drank. I think he dropped acid a few times.
So just booze, coke, and acid?
What's that?
Anything else?
I don't know.
Isn't that enough?
Okay.
And how long has he been in recovery?
Well, he'd gone to treatment, I think, a couple of different times, and finally just kind of moved away from the whole scene that he was in.
There is no such thing as that.
Well, that's how he's...
There is... No. Okay. He's still using. Or he's using sex. I mean, his addiction is still active.
It's manifested in other ways.
It just crosses over to something else.
Right.
So he must have his addiction treated, or this is not going to slow down.
Well, he doesn't believe that he is a sex addict. And I guess my problem is that I feel like I've come to believe that I do love him, that we have children together. And I want to maintain our marriage, but I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who's not treating an addiction, if mm-hmm. that's, in fact,
well,
what they need to do.
Here's something you can do. You can go to Al-Anon, and very often...
Okay, I've done that.
Go get a sponsor and work the steps with your sponsor.
Uh-huh.
And if you actually start growing in that process of codependency recovery, sometimes that really wakes up the addicts and lets them know they've got to do something to keep up with you, because you will grow away from them and not put up with this crap anymore.
And they're in couples therapy, so they're kind of hashing it out, although it just sounds like we got to talk to Marie for just 1 second here, but let me give you the couples therapy scenario.
Yeah.
He got popped cheating,
yeah, right,
and that's
he's willing to go.
Yeah, it's like you're going because you got popped,
but now they're going to someone who's saying, honey, you must be a love addict, to a male severe addict untreated. You don't mince words with an addict in that condition.
Marie?
Yes?
You popped him for cheating, right?
Right.
And that's why he's going to the counseling?
Well, I mean, we were separated for a while and kind of got back together.
On the condition that he'd go see a therapist?
Well, yeah, but...
All right.
That's the point we're making. That's all we're saying. It wasn't like he came to her one day and said, honey, I'd like to make a strengthen our relationship
right.
and
no, it's so,
explore it, the dynamics in this.
It's so funny because I'm thinking, this don't sound like the kind of guy who'd be in couples therapy.
No.
And then I'm thinking, why is he in there? And by the way, what's he doing in there? It doesn't seem like he's doing anything.
Like
and then I realized he got sort of bent over and a barrel and forced to
Well,
go.
You can tell she doesn't still have an understanding of him. How, you know, maybe not as much as she should if they're in couples therapy.
Oh, she's doing the work for both of them.
Right.
He's just hanging out. Matt?
Yeah, how's it going?
You're 22. Good.
Yep, I saw you guys in UCSD 2 weeks ago. You rock.
Oh, good times.
The thing about team, I should say, the White Russian rapper.
Oh, team. Stuff. Yeah, thank you.
But I need you guys to help me with a huge dilemma.
All right.
I've recently been going through some issues in bisexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never hit on a guy before, and I just kind of did this past week. And I had my friend send an anonymous letter to him. I know it's very middle school and all, but
this was somebody at school with you,
right? In a certain class,
mm-hmm.
and so he delivered it to him in the back of the college classroom, and it said, you know, please, like, I'm this girl in the class. I'm interested in you. Please say if you're bi, gay, straight, blah blah blah. And then asked some other questions. So then he wrote back, and he wrote, you know, I'm extremely straight, however, being gay is okay. And which made me...
How could one be extremely straight, but gay is okay?
That's what I'm saying.
He, you know, he thought he was writing to a girl.
Right, and he had an earring.
Whoa, wait a minute. No.
Well, you know, the gays, they have that chick writing. They're writing those big loops. So
he thought he was writing a letter back to a girl. I'm extremely straight, but if you're gay, that's fine. You see what he's saying? To a girl.
I don't know. I think what he's saying to he may have been saying to the guy, I'm extremely straight, leave me alone.
But if you're gay.
But I ain't, you know, don't freak out. It's cool if you're what you are.
I'm the girl.
Matt thinks he wrote it as a girl to him.
Right. See, I wrote, like, at the bottom, like, the mystery girl who's looking at you.
Yeah, love Susie.
Okay.
And then he goes, I'm very, very straight, but if you're gay, that's fine. That's fine. I'll deal with that. To a girl.
Okay.
Think how different that is.
Hey, Columbo.
But think how different that is if it were a guy writing that.
Right.
Well, I'm not following your logic.
Well,
guys,
hold on a second, man.
Hey, extremely heterosexual. He said, I'm extremely straight. Extremely heterosexual.
He thinks it's from a girl.
But I like lesbians. That's what he's saying.
But I'm cool with lesbians.
Yeah, not with gay males.
No, he's saying...
Well, this guy wants to know if he should go talk to him as a gay male. Yeah, that's the point.
That ain't going to work.
Right.
Okay. You're a genius. Matt?
Yeah?
Yeah, this ain't the guy.
Right.
He's straight. Extremely straight.
Right. See, the thing is, then I felt really bad for hitting on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he wrote back wanting a relationship.
Not a relationship.
Well, who do you think sent him the letter?
Yeah.
A girl.
What girl?
Just mystery girl.
But he has no... So
I think a guy really... Is he that hard up that he wants a relationship with anyone who drops off a letter?
Yeah, and how do you know he wants a relationship?
Well, no, I wrote, like, this long letter. There were other things in the letter. I mean, it was asking...
Look, he wants whatever. Don't worry. He's so straight. Liking lesbians is extra straight.
Right.
See, and he had his earring in, like, the right ear, so I was questioning that, too.
Oh, is the right ear gay now?
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
You know, I think all bets are off with the earring. The earring, God damn it, that's a good point. You idiots, you pussies out there, ruined the whole earring thing for the fags. It used to be the only way they could navigate. It was the only way they could sexually navigate. They were geniuses, the gays. They said, look, who the hell knows who's gay and who's not?
Well,
there's 8 or 9% of us out here, and we don't know who's gay, and we're going to get beat up by all these straight guys for hitting on them. Okay, let's do the earring thing. You know, right side is gay, and left is bi, or both is whatever.
Both is bi,
They worked a very elaborate earring, jewelry-oriented warning system out so they could navigate sexually. And then all you other pussies started wearing earrings. You straight idiots started wearing earrings. And then the gays, their compass started spinning around. They couldn't know what to do anymore. Then they switched to bandanas. Yeah, hang the red one out. That means you're into sodomy, and the brown one means you're like a felching guy. Yeah, the different bandanas.
No.
The bandanas mean a lot in the gay community.
I had no idea, really?
It means something. It means something.
Yeah, but then now the gangbangers got with the bandanas, and now the gays are going to get their ass kicked for the wrong colored bandanas. It's all a mess. They started with the earrings, they went to bandanas, and nothing has worked. They got to go with another one. They just got to get T-shirts made up that says, like, I blow dudes. Like, are you in? Idiot. I swear, I don't trust these guys.
Which guys?
The earring guys. Oh. They screwed it up for the gays. My gay brethren.
Yeah, they did.
They're all confused now. Because this guy's got
confused. I think that's confused. Because why would you wear an earring anyway if you were straight? Why would you wear an earring if somebody
Because it doesn't mean anything anymore. It used to mean something.
Well, what do you think they do it for the look?
Well, also sometimes being sort of
why not?
Gay males can be at the sort of cutting edge and help people sort of.
I'm saying straight guys wear earrings now for the look, right. And they don't realize the symbolism of it
the
anymore.
The history of the symbolism.
They have no respect for the gays and their jewelry.
Didn't a pirate start?
Anderson brings up the pirates. Yeah. But, you know, the gay lifestyle is the pirate lifestyle minus the ship. it really is. The scarves everywhere. You think of those big those shirts with the big cuffs, the big draping cuffs, and
the big collars.
Big collars, mm-hmm. and a lot of velvet. A lot of use of velvet.
Tights,
hanging out with the
skirts.
Other guys. Yo-ho-hoing around.
No women around.
Yeah. Ruffled collars. Yeah, sure. No ladies around.
That's not going.
Michelle, it really is. The gay pioneers were the pirates.
Michelle?
That's how the gays spread around the world.
Nice.
Through pirate ships.
That's good. Michelle? Oh, she's asleep.
Hello?
Add us a little volume here. Listen.
No, we can't hear. Black Bart, that's not a gay name. Bluebeard. Come on, Blue Boy, Bluebeard. It's practically the same thing.
Blackbeard.
Wasn't there Bluebeard or Blue Bluebeard. Something? There's Black
Blackbeard.
Bart.
Blackbeard's the guy. Blackbeard's guy used to Bluebeard. Tie his beard up and light on fire when they went into battle.
Yeah, see? Flamer. Flaming queen. All right. Sarah?
Hi.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question about... I've been with my boyfriend for about 2.5 years. I'm nervous.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Anyways, I've been with him for about 2.5 years, and I've cheated on him. I don't really know how many times, which is really dumb, but... like,
what do you mean cheat? Was it you have sex with these other guys?
No, it's not always sex. It's been like, well, most of the time, but something like his...
Why are you still with this guy?
Well, I love him. It's really weird.
No. Why are you still with him?
Because I like him. He's still with me. I guess that's why.
Okay. You're afraid to leave him? Afraid he'll destroy him or something?
No, kind of, but not really. I mean, my question really is if you think our relationship would work out ever. Because, he's really cool with it most of the time. He tells me it was...
He's cool with your cheating?
Yeah, I mean, he's still with me and everything.
He knows about it?
Yeah.
He knows about all of it?
Yeah, all of it. I tell him everything.
Wow. Are you trying to get rid of him?
No, I want to be with him forever.
Don't you think this is sort of an ironic way to treat somebody you really care about?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm really confused.
Well, your behavior, your body is telling you one thing, and your brain is telling you another.
Does he live that pirate lifestyle? He could be gay.
No. He has done stuff with guys before.
Nope. That's gay.
Just once, he said. But gay. I don't know. He always talks gay. About how he's feminine. You know what he told me? He told me he only had one ovary or something. He was born with an ovary. I think he's messing with me, but...
He's messing with you. But,
I don't know, but...
But he's telling you something.
He was born with one.
What I want to know is if you think our relationship would work out. Because
this is not good. This is not good.
Every 2 months he comes up and he'll be like he'll trip out all of a sudden and start crying.
Yeah, the whole thing is a mess. Sarah, this is all a mess.
Hey, what's up with you, sweetie?
I know, but I'm trying not to do it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, but
you've cheated.
Well,
you've cheated a dozen times?
I guess, but it was a while ago.
Look, you're just not into this guy.
I totally am.
No,
it's really weird.
No,
though.
Okay. Here, I'm going to give you two choices, Sarah, and there's also C actually.
Okay.
A, you're not into this guy.
Mm-hmm.
B, you're really effed up.
That's probably it.
Okay, or C, both. So you're into this guy and you're really effed up.
Well, I used to be kind of a slut, obviously. But, I mean, he's helped me out a lot and told me what relationships are about and everything. And he's, helped me out a lot about that.
Were you, a foster child or a street person or something?
No. I just done a lot of stupid stuff.
Were you abused?
No, I was.
Yeah, because that's what it sounds like. You're just acting out all over the place.
It's really just when I get drunk and he's not around, I'd call people all the time. But
then don't get drunk.
I know, but I can't.
But so you don't think it would work out ever? I mean,
it just sounds like a mess right now. Unless there is some substantial change for both of you, like you get in a recovery program or somebody gets treated.
You think we'd have to do something
Yeah,
we're so talking finding Jesus kind of.
Yeah, there has to be substantial change here.
Yeah, real life cramping kinds of change.
Well, that's not what I wanted to hear, but I guess so. Okay.
Hey, listen, Sarah. Mm-hmm. What's up? Have you got any counseling?
No.
You're
my dad's taken me before, I guess, but I mean, it wasn't for this or anything.
You're pretty whacked out, right?
No.
Yeah.
You
are.
People always say, but I don't know.
Listen to them.
We've known you for 2 minutes, and we know they're right. And you told us this awful story about this terribly dysfunctional relationship, and your expectation is we're going to give it a blessing? Think how disconnected from reality that is.
Who abused you? Your stepdad?
Yeah.
For how long?
I lived with him from the time I was 5 until I was 13.
He abused you all that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a serious, serious situation.
Have you dealt with that at all?
No. I mean, he calls here and talks to my brother all the time because that's his dad. And he'll still go off on me. Like, I hit my little brother the other day. He's like, you should never put your hands on him. I'm like, you know, what the hell? You used to do it to me all the time. But, I mean, he calls here and threatens me all the time, so it's really weird.
And where are you? At your dad's place now?
No, I live with my mom. I got a divorce.
Okay. Yeah. Thank your mom for bringing Mr. Abusive into the house. She's a dynamite lady, I'm sure.
It was all good until he hit her, and then it was over, you know.
Right. It was fine with her to sexually abuse her daughter for all those years.
Yeah, but don't touch me.
Not sexually.
Yeah. Your mom, okay. Everything's a mess. You got to get counseling.
But you know what?
Okay, what?
Let me say one more thing.
No.
But he tells me that he loves me and everything's fine and everything, so.
Everything is not fine.
Sarah, don't you dare get pregnant.
Well, he wants me to get pregnant.
No.
Don't get pregnant.
One time I thought I was pregnant, and he started to touch my stomach. I think he does it on purpose. He's all like, oh, little Steve, and oh, my God. I don't know.
Listen, if you had a kid, that kid would be better off shot out of one of those water balloon launchers into the Grand Canyon than it would with you two as parents.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you get pregnant, screwball.
Okay.
You better use some birth control.
That's the one thing you can do right, easily.
No, I'm scared I'll get fat. I'm not doing that.
Don't get pregnant.
How fat do you think you're going to get when you're pregnant?
That's what she's saying.
No, she doesn't want to go on birth control.
No, that's not what she said.
Yeah,
Sarah?
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
About getting fat?
Oh, yeah, that's why I don't want to take it.
Take the pill.
Oh.
Take the pill. They don't all make you fat, Sarah. You got to find the one that's right for you.
Take the Depo Provera shot. That won't
like
make you fat.
It takes 3 months.
Take the Depo Provera shot. It doesn't make you
get
fat.
Get yourself some help, would you?
Sure, I'll try.
For you and for the country.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I'd like to kill her stepdad.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to kill that guy. I'd like to kill him. You know why I'd like to kill him? Just first off, just generally, I'm looking for an excuse to kill somebody. But secondly, because Sarah, the legacy that he has left behind, that Sarah whose head is spinning like a dreidel.
At 5 years old.
Who's going to have a kid in a year and a half, who's going to be mama now, whose kid's head is going to be spinning like a dreidel, whose kid's going to go out and commit some horrible crimes or get pregnant, depending on what the gender is of the child, and oh, stepdaddy.
Hey, and listen, stepdad, you can be sure, didn't just spin his...
her
head. Magic on her alone.
No. Yeah. Yeah. He liked the 1 5-year-old because she was super foxy. Jesus Christ. When is it okay just to put a bullet in someone's head? At what point? You got to have 10 5-year-olds or is one enough? When do we deem you as a society as broken and just put you down? Okay. Guys, listen to me. You guys who are effing 5-year-olds, kill yourself. Just please do that. You're in the name of society and humanity, just put a bullet in your head. That's fine. I feel sorry for you, but let's just do it. Take one for the team. All right, Sasha Alexander's our guest tonight. Dawson's Creek Wednesday night.
Oh, God.
She plays Gretchen as Dawson's girlfriend. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back after this.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Yeah, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sasha Alexander's our guest tonight from Dawson's Creek, which is Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, WB. Sasha has to leave because she has an early call tomorrow. I wasn't aware that she had to leave.
All right, you don't have to get mad at me now, Adam.
No, I'm not. That's what we didn't...
See, he's getting mad at me on air now.
No, he'll wait till you leave.
No, I like it.
That's so unfair.
No, and it is... It's not my fault.
It's very fair.
No, I will not get mad at you. Drew, please tell Sasha my take on guests.
He hates having guests, and he would prefer no one bother him at night. He's just a dick.
Right.
And however, someone that does come late or leave early, he will trash.
I will not.
Okay.
Okay, then I'll stay.
No, you don't have
to. But then
to.
I'm going
to
have bags under my eyes in the
morning.
I was told to be here till 11.
Okay. All right.
Look at the time now.
You have an early call, that's no problem. We'll,
she has to run in the morning.
Oh, jog in the morning?
I'm going to Tai Bo, actually. I'm just kidding. No, I work.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you're excused.
I won't say anything bad about you. We're going to solve this one. We're going to talk about how gay males identify themselves.
Yeah, we're
going
to listen to this call.
Oh, well, now, wait a second.
This is the earring conversation.
Here's the way we got to do this. Either Sasha leaves now, or she's got to stay for another, like,
8 minutes.
Seven or eight minutes. All right, I'm staying
the 8 minutes.
No, but you can leave now if you want. No, honestly, no hard feelings.
Absolutely
no problem.
Not.
Okay. All right. Mike?
Yeah, how you doing?
You're 27.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about this tonight. My buddy was in New York a while ago, and he said he went out to a restaurant, and he wore a shirt with two pockets on the front, and all these gay guys were hitting on him.
It's
like they resorted to these really obscure things. I don't know.
Obscure sort of markings.
Well, right? maybe it was just a real snappy shirt, and that's what attracted the gays. They're like moths. They see a lot of color, a lot of bright fabric. They'll come buzzing around.
Nice. Was it tight?
I don't think so.
Okay. So is that it there, Mike?
Yeah, that's all.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
God bless you. I still don't think the two pockets mean anything.
No, I don't either.
That's too much. There's too many guys with two pockets. Yeah. But yet the gays have to work something else out.
Look, maybe Drew's wearing two pockets. Are you? No, just one.
Maybe I'll work it out. I saw the Hollywood Sheriff's Department with the scattered gay flag on the side of the door. Those poor sons of bitches. I felt so bad for them today. I saw them. The Sheriff Department handles. Is it the Sheriff Department that handles sort of Boys Town here?
I don't know. West Hollywood.
Santa Monica, that area there. And if you look at the side of the car, it's got the gay flag on the side of it, but it's not the gay flag. It's a sort of mosaic with all the colors of the gay flag that's on there.
What is the gay flag? I thought it was a triangle.
Well, that's sort of the gay shape.
Gay shape?
It's ironic that it's a triangle, isn't it? But I think they have it.
Is a pink triangle?
I think they have it turned over the other direction. It's a pyramid or something. But that is the gay shape. The triangle. But the gay colors are that
rainbow?
Flag that it's kind of like the Jamaican flag or something.
Yeah,
it's got a whole
like
bunch of
flag?
Different colors on it. And it's the same colors that the cop cars have over there in West LA. No, not the cars themselves. They have the sticker added to the door, which the gay community probably forced them to do, but the cops probably wouldn't want to put the gay flag on the side of the car.
Yeah.
So they compromised and they just jumbled it up. Here's what it looks like. If you took a puzzle of an American flag and had a six-year-old build it and screw it up, that's what it now looks like. Now, the cops look like idiots. No one knows it's the gay flag, and everyone's happy.
Why would the cops have to put that on their thing anyway?
Because that's their area, and I'm sure they've been getting their feet held to the fire by the gay community in the area that they service.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Julie?
Hi.
You're 19.
Yes.
What's up?
Just went to a store and I bought myself a dildo. And I've never really tried to please myself before. And when I did, it's like a vibrator, you know, and...
Well, that ain't a dildo.
Or whatever, dildo plus a vibrator. It's like there's two, you know, there's an additional vibrator that is attached to the dildo. So
oh, I see.
Okay, so I'm laying this vibrator on my clitoris, and it for about 3 seconds, I have it sitting there, and then right away, there's just an explosion of, you know, I'm not sure what, but I thought maybe it might be urine. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
But I can do this about 8 times in a row.
Wow.
And I don't understand what is going on. I don't know what it is. It smells like urine.
Mm-hmm.
And it only, like, I'll just let it sit there for 3 or 4 seconds, and I'll just go. And I, you know.
Are you having an orgasm?
Well, I mean, it feels good, but it's like, it feels like I'm going pee.
You could be going pee. That's possible.
Okay, so.
I mean, that happens.
Did the thing short out or anything?
Yeah, what? I thought the. What? Vibrator exploded.
I thought it did it first, too.
And she exploded.
So you exploded.
No, I explode.
Well, that's it.
And
yeah.
I don't understand why. Am I coming, or?
How many times have you used this thing now?
I've used it about 5 times.
Yeah. 17 times.
In the last 11 hours?
She bought it about an hour ago.
Within the past, like, 2 weeks, and every time I can come, or whatever, about 6 times in a row.
Wow.
And
well, you ought to write the company a letter. Maybe you can do a commercial.
But, I mean, it's, I don't know if it's, like.
It's all good, Julie. It's fine.
They're always looking for those testimonials from honest, hardworking folk, you know.
Julie, it's fine.
But listen, my friend went and bought the rabbit also. It's called the White Rabbit.
The White Rabbit.
And she went and bought it. And she said the same thing. She's like, Amber, when I did this, I felt like I was all over my bed.
Yeah.
And I said,
Julie, I mean Amber.
Amber?
Huh?
First off, Drew had something called the brown hamster. And he had almost the same results. Didn't you? Did you not, Drew?
What? I'm sorry.
I certainly exploded.
So you ever do that movie, you go, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hand?
I don't. Okay.
Nothing up my fallopian.
She sounds happy.
I just want to know what you guys.
You're good. You're fine.
It's normal, Amber.
Enjoy it.
Yeah,
yes.
You're doing. But don't. This isn't life. You understand?
Yeah.
Don't get too hooked on.
Don't expect this from men.
It's the same speech you have to give your kids before you go into Disneyland.
Right.
Which is, this is good, but we have to leave at a certain point. Don't get too freaked out. This is not the way life is. She's gonna be ruined. She'll ruin herself with that thing.
The White Rabbit.
Hey, there's a lot of stuff out there, ladies. There really is. But, I mean, it's a slippery slope, those vibrators. You get into that, you may never come back. You understand? The penis may be rendered obsolete. Jessica?
Yes?
You're 22.
Yes. Okay, this is, like, really hard. I've been in love with my boyfriend for about 1.5 years. I'm 6 months pregnant now, and everything's been fine pretty much the whole time. I'm a pretty hassle-free girlfriend. I let him do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. I don't question him. We have, like, a really good, like, trust in each other. And 3 days ago, it's about 3 days ago, he came home from being out. And I was sleeping and whatever. I mean, I'm always tired since I've been pregnant. And I get up in the morning and we're getting ready for a day or whatnot. And he had his shirt off and everything. And I'm like, what is that? And it was what looked like a hickey on his neck. I swear to God, it was. I mean, I don't know. It was.
Well, one thing that happens in the third trimester of pregnancy is women feel very vulnerable. They feel very much.
I'm so emotional and I'm usually not.
That at risk for abandonment and helpless, and you need the guy around. You need to make you feel secure. And has he been really paying attention to you lately?
It's been really hard because I had to take a leave of absence. I'm usually a cocktail waitress.
Look, don't be defending him so much. He needs to come to your attention right now. He needs to pay attention and make you feel secure.
What do you think that hickey was?
It looked like a hickey to me. I'm not stupid.
Well, what did he say?
Okay. He woke me up when he came home. He was drunk. He ran into the wall when he was coming into the room, and he missed the doorway and hit the wall. Okay, and I'm not defending because I'm the first to be like, forget that. You know, you've had too much drink, whatever. If you can't handle yourself, don't be drinking because things are going to happen. And I'm not even going to use that as an excuse.
But maybe that made a mark on his skin.
What? So he's claiming hitting the wall did it?
No, he didn't even claim that. He says he doesn't know. Okay, and this is another thing. If there that was a
hickey. All right, hold on a sec.
Okay, wait. Why is she pregnant? Why is he out drinking, coming home, hitting walls?
And why is she telling us the goddamn wall story that's going in? It's like effing roots, this wall story. and we're asking her what he said about the hickey, right?
Right. He didn't know what it was. He didn't know what it was doing there, but she witnessed him walking into a wall, so maybe that's where it came
from.
I
don't think that was her angle at all, though. What was his reply to the hickey?
He was like shot. He acted like he didn't know it was there because he had his shirt off. He didn't, and he was like, "Where?"
Could he not?
And he was like, "Oh, do I have like?" Because he's like really self conscious about skin. Like, he doesn't have bad skin or anything, but
he could not offer any kind of explanation.
He's like, "I do not know," and he goes, "Nothing." He's like, "I don't know what it could be." He didn't deny it, but then he didn't agree.
And where was he the night before?
The House of Blues.
Aha.
But he was with a really good friend of ours, and he was with him the whole night. And I called him. I'm like, I don't want to be psycho or anything, but I'm just going to call because I know he'll be honest with me. I mean, and I go, you know, so-and-so, you know, were you with, first of all, because I thought maybe it was a lie. Maybe he wasn't even there.
All right. So he was, the story checked out.
His story totally checked out.
All right. Well, he got loaded and he was driving, wrestling with the seatbelt or something on the way home. And that's what happened.
What you need, though, to communicate to him, though, is that you need him to be at home, available, and make you feel more secure at this time.
All right. There you go. That's it.
Listen to this.
No.
It gets extra bad. Okay. So now we're moving out. He needs to move out. Like, we're under too much stress.
In a sentence, what is extra bad?
Okay, well...
He's moving out from you?
Yeah. Like, so I'm moving out, and he's moving out. This is what he needs. He needs space. And I'm like, well, I told him in the beginning, get the hell on. If you don't want to deal with this, I will be fine. I'm a strong person. I can do this by myself. I don't need you. You know?
Yeah. Well, your child needs him.
Well, that may be...
Yeah, well, and I know that, and I said that. I said, you know, all I'm going to need from you is for this baby to have a daddy. I'll be fine. Don't worry about me.
Well, isn't that kind of... staying in the relationship, that baby having a daddy?
No, yeah, and then he's just trying to be really, you know...
Okay.
We were talking, and he was crying, and...
All right, Jessica. You got some issues floating around
that
brain of yours, and you pretending like you don't need him for anything is not a good angle, because you do need him for something, because you've been very upset about this.
Right.
You were talking my ear off.
Right.
So... admit that it's okay.
It's painful
to be with a guy and to be intimate and to be open to that.
Right.
And don't be so strong. I mean, you're coming across like a guy, really. She doesn't want to admit it, and God knows what's up with her dad and when he split and when he abandoned the family. He got to have abandoned.
Oh yeah.
You believe it?
Oh yeah.
All right, real fast, Jessica.
Uh huh.
Your dad
passed away 4 years ago.
After he'd been out of your life for 10 years?
My parents split up when I was 6.
And did you have any contact with him after that?
Yeah, I got to see him every summer. My dad was great.
Every summer.
Yeah, it was summer.
Hang on, relax.
All right. But he wasn't abusive.
I mean, you guys are always right on those. I mean, I was abused, but it wasn't by my dad. It was by the stepdad. So.
Nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
Okay, Jessica. Listen, baby. Help yourself so you can help your child. All right, Mama?
Mm-hmm.
Please. All right, and it's never going to work.
By putting the child up for adoption.
No, we got to go to Canada.
Right.
We're going to Canada.
All right.
I want to thank Sasha for coming in here tonight and doing a wonderful job and sticking with us longer than she needed
thank
to.
You. You're not mad at me?
No, not at all.
You'll forgive me.
No, he's impressed.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. Thank you, guys.
I only think about myself, so I really... I just don't have time for others. Right, Drew?
That's actually right.
All right, Dawson's Creek, Wednesday night, Dubba B, everybody, WWWB. We'll take a little break.
Bye.
We'll be back after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Oh, you pointed at me. You know, Anderson, you gave a move. It was like a jab. It was so lightning fast.
I like to mix it up, man.
Yeah, he's really he's ninja-esque in those movements. You don't see his hand move. And Anderson, when he points at me, it's like you just feel the air move,
the flick.
Yeah, you just see the vibrations in the air. You don't actually see any hand movement.
Do mushrooms tonight or something?
He's got that kind of speed.
Jen.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up, Toots?
My boyfriend is angry with me because I cried during orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
Good cry or bad cry?
Bad cry.
Why?
I don't know. That's kind of why I'm calling you.
Because some women cry and it's a good thing. That's a sort of a release. Others cry because it triggers some memory or some association with painful abuse from the past.
It's uncontrollable, and my boyfriend's pretty mad about it, and I just can't seem to stop.
He's mad that you're crying?
Yeah, it upsets him.
How old is he?
He's 25.
You're 17?
Yeah.
That ain't right. And he's mad? I don't like this guy.
What are you doing with a guy that's much old, that is so much older than you?
Well,
that's basically raping you because
a great relationship. I mean, I love him to death, and
what is great about it?
Just the way he is, just an attraction. I mean, he's a great guy.
You may be very, very attracted to him, and it can be an awful relationship.
What's he do for a living?
Well, he works at a Jiffy Lube.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. This thing's going nowhere. I don't trust him. I don't trust a 25-year-old guy's going out with a 17-year-old. That's flawed.
No kidding.
I'm sure emotionally he's 15. He's probably got that nice 30 weight between his ears. But I don't like this guy. I don't like the fact that he's getting angry because you're crying during orgasm. Yeah. That doesn't bother you at all?
Well, it upsets me because he's annoyed by it.
And why would you? Would you have any reason to cry?
Well, I can't think of any. But
your life's good? It's always been good?
Yeah.
Well, hey, Speedy. Hello?
Hello?
Jen.
Yeah?
Your dad, how's he doing? Is he a good guy?
Well, he left a long time ago when I was very young.
Uh-huh.
When I was about 3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any memories of him.
How about your stepdad?
Well, he married my mom, and he was really abusive.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of, you know, I worked it all out, and you know, it doesn't go on anymore.
How did you work it all out?
Well, it just stopped once I...
How did you work it out?
I don't know. I just got old enough and he just...
Yeah, that's not working it out. That's him stopping the abuse.
He got old enough and he couldn't hold you down anymore?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's not working it out.
That was sexual abuse?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why you're crying. Yeah? Of course. Hey, Jen.
Yeah?
Really, does it take a great mind to do this kind of math? Emotionally?
Well, also, I kind of had a stepbrother that would kind of, you know, I really think he was also abused by my stepdad.
Of course. They tend to be equal opportunity abusers.
Yeah.
Hey, Jen, you got to get a little therapy. Can you do that? Can you get some help for yourself?
Yeah.
Please do that. Oh, and please don't get pregnant.
Oh, I won't.
How will you not get pregnant?
Well, I use a condom all the time, and
good.
I make sure it's spermicidic.
Good.
Yeah, well, keep the morning after pill around, because spermicide won't do crap. And if that condom breaks, you want to be able to take that morning after pill as soon as possible. Not the RU46, the Prevent or the Plan B.
I'll tell you, when I'm in charge... I'm gonna hunt stepdads like they hunt nutria in New Orleans. Do you understand? I'm gonna get a posse together. I'm going after stepdads, and I'm gonna make some quick. I'm gonna deputize my whole posse, and I'm gonna give them a. I'm just gonna give them a. I'm gonna let them make decisions out on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Snap decisions. I'll give them that power. Judge, jury, and executioner. It's just bang on the door. They see that step. They see that pickup truck with the gun rack and the Bondo on the fender, and the guy answers the door in his underpants.
They can start operating by their own rules.
It's just put a gun right under his chin.
Yeah.
I've, from doing this show, I'm now convinced that 70 to 90% of stepdads physically or sexually abuse their stepchildren. Dale?
Yeah.
No, and this 25-year-old who's dating her's got to be a real piece of work. Stop, you're crying, honey.
Dale,
let me hump you some more.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Dale.
My girlfriend left me. She took my daughter away from me because I caught her smoking pot in front of my daughter.
See, I went off on her and her friends for doing that. And her friends decided I was this big a-hole, so, you know.
What do you mean, went off?
Well, you know, I called all her friends fat, told them to get out of my house, all that stuff. So, so after 2 days, she took my daughter while I was at work and took everything, moved back with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Where she was, I know she was physically abused, but she told me she was sexually abused.
By the dad?
Yeah, by her dad.
Well, you got to report that.
Yeah, I'm taking her to court for joint custody.
You've got to report that to make sure nothing happens to your daughter now.
I'm afraid they won't believe me because her mom's head of social services.
Ugh.
Which, it really sucks. Her mom knows that she was physically abused, but she never said anything about therapy for him or anything. Mm. And I think her mom's probably hiding because I think she knows about the sexual stuff. Mm. And my ex-girlfriend, she's got scars on her wrist where she tries to kill herself.
Oh, boy.
She's been on Prozac, Paxil, Prednisone.
How old is your daughter?
She's 2.5.
Okay.
And
listen, I'm sorry this has been done, but please, guys, stop knocking up these crazy broads. In the name of humanity, stop it.
Yeah, we were fine until, you know, I don't mind people smoke pot, but I didn't want to run my daughter.
Okay, but on behalf of your daughter, Dale, you got to try to make it up. Really. Get into some counseling. Please, parents, please. Please put your troubles and your neuroses aside and your drama aside for 5 minutes and take care of your goddamn kids.
Just do it for a few years, you know?
That's tolerant. I mean, literally, 5 minutes. We'll be back.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191. Bow, wow, wow. Bow, wow. You
can be right back. There you go. Another fantabulous love line in the can. I want to thank Sasha Alexander for coming in here tonight from Dawson Creek. And next week, Mad TV, Newfound Glory.
Nice.
Jamie Presley, Bill Maher. That's the week after Temptation Dickie. Island reunion. My favorite male vocalist, Dickie from the Boston. Jake Busey will be in here. Good times, everyone.
I want to
thank Lauren for doing a great job on the phones. I want to thank, who else? Sarah for doing a great job on the phone. I got to be honest, Producer Am is only mediocre this week. Did some good booking, but dropped the ball a time or two on some of the things in here in the studio.
And so, Anderson?
Anderson was stellar. Anderson was magnificent as usual. So, woo-hoo! Until next time, I'm Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. You know, I don't get lubricated until my boyfriend goes down on me.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.